93.7
Jazzy TGZY Sebastopol.
Sundays with Sinatra.
I have discovered the young man whom I think is going to be a superstar. He's got good stage presence, great set of pipes, he's Italian, and he has a unique way with a phrase, but more than that, there's just something I like about the guy. You see what I think. You'll know what I think. Here's my new discovery, Joe Piscopo.
Thank you, Mr. Sinatra. Always honored. By the touches and warms my heart every time I hear Mr. Sinatra do that from 1986, right? Joe Piscopo, hey, it's Sundays with Sinatra. Great to have you with us. Live from New York. We got all of my favorite hits. We're going to play all my favorite hits. I see the phone calls. It's 800-848-9222. And my mom, rest her soul. You know, you miss your mom, you know, when your mom and your dad, they pass away, you miss them around, you know, Christmas, around Easter for me, St. Joseph's Day, that sort of thing. So it's Palm Sunday, and I'm thinking about my mom. So she always, always loved the phone calls. Joseph, the phone calls are the best. She always loved when you called. So we will go to the calls when we can, and Jonas is answering the phone there. 800-848-9222. Ava Anderson, executive producing. Matt Blaze is at the board for us, and I have with us. I actually made the cross. I posted it on social media. Do you make the? Is it rude to make the cross while the priest is talking? This is what I want to ask. Yeah, the poor guy's doing the homily. They're reading the 2-hour gospel, and I'm making a cross. I make out of the palms. Out of the palms. You know what I'm saying? It's somebody said, I know what you're doing during the homily. It's not too bad, guys, right? Looking pretty good, right? I mean, I'm not usually good at that. Hey, we got phone calls. We're going to get to the phone calls, I promise. But right now, I found one of my favorite performances from Frank Sinatra. I know. We're going to go back to 1945. Oh, even I wasn't alive then. Oh, my goodness gracious. This is from a film called It Happened in Brooklyn. And it's with one of the greatest entertainers ever. It was a gentleman by the name of Jimmy Durante. And I don't know. You may know him from a lot of the Warner Brothers cartoons, but a lot of the folks are not going to know who Jimmy Durante is. Ha, cha, 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 cha. I was a kid. I didn't know who Jimmy Durante was. I knew him from the cartoons. And yet, Mr. Sinatra and Jimmy Durante were together, and It Happened in Brooklyn. And Frank Sinatra does an impression of Jimmy Durante, and when Jimmy Durante's teaching him how to sing, you know. So let's go. Let's kick the hour off with this, because this is classic. It's classic Jimmy Durante, but it's also really, you never knew. Who knew Frank Sinatra could do a Jimmy Durante impression? And this is from It Happened in Brooklyn.
Don't be afraid. You make the grade. Why, you can sing as good as Bing. That's why I say when you start that the song's gotta come from the heart. Sing it, Danny, make me proud.
Okay, Nick, stand back.
It doesn't have to be witty or smart.
Smile.
Long as it comes from the heart.
Keep going.
It doesn't have to be classic or art.
Great.
Long as it comes from the heart.
It is good.
I'll give them that. I'll give them this. I'll strut away.
Boy, you can't miss.
Just put a star on my chart.
They won't need this anymore.
Cause the song's gonna come from the heart.
Don't wait cheap.
I'm opening nights.
Your name in lights. Why, we won't stop. If you reach the top, we'll order our meals a la carte. That's expensive.
If the song comes from the heart, we'll be tremendous.
If the song comes from the heart, they'll holler bravo.
If the song comes from the heart. Heart.
Jimmy Durante. Frank Sinatra. That's it right there. This is for Margot and John. You know it. I know you do.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. And let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, in other words, I love
you.
Frank Sinatra, that is classic. That's now, I have to tell you, when I research a lot of these songs, and I'm going back to the original versions, when I say I'm going to do my personal favorites of Francis Albert Sinatra, and there are so many versions of every song that Frank Sinatra has done over his incredible career, right? So, and a lot of them I like when he's live, you know, or I find some esoteric recording somewhere, or he does it just with a quartet or something. But a lot of the original versions are really the best versions of these songs. And Fly Me to the Moon. That, of course, was with Count Basie. That came out before the men landed on the moon in Apollo 11. It came out before. Oh, yeah. This was like 1964-ish. And with Count Basie and Quincy Jones, as a Quincy Jones kind of ensemble there. So then when they were going to the moon in Apollo 11, they played that song, and it became even more famous and a real, real mainstay for Francis Albert Sinatra, to the point where on YouTube, if I may, are you ready for this? You know how many impressions that had? How many views that particular song had? Frank Sinatra, Fly Me to the Moon, 167 million. 167 million. Frank Sinatra has not been with us for 25 years. He's, I'll tell you, more popular today than ever before. And we appreciate that. You know who's also more popular today than ever before? It's Hoboken Mary. She is on fire and she's calling in. Mary, how are you? God bless you. Happy Sunday. Happy Palm Sunday.
Thank you. Yeah, I went yesterday to church and today I just hung around the house. But to tell you the truth, Joe, I went to see that Mother Cabrini movie.
Yes.
It was fantastic.
There you go.
You sat 2.5 hours to watch it?
Yeah.
Did you, Joe? But, Joe,
wait a minute.
Fun.
Mary, you are, I love you. You are the best. Because Mary knows I don't stand 2 minutes, I'm good. And I get antsy. No, listen, I got to tell you, I saw it online when I first got it. I got a preview. Then we were out there with some friends in Brooklyn. But I sat with my daughter, Olivia, and we watched the whole thing.
Wonderful.
It is. It's an extraordinary film. Well acted, well played. Thank you for going to see
wait
that.
Wait a minute. You know where I saw it? In Cold Snack. I went with Tina and Tony. Teresa and Tony.
You're being adopted by everybody. I'm telling you. This is
I
great.
Have wonderful friends through you, Joe. So if I lose you, Joe, I gain 7 friends.
You got Tony, and a shout out to Tony and Teresa. They are really, really nice.
And Joe, one more thing, Joe. Listen to this.
Please.
I wrote a poem about Mother Cabrini, and I timed it, Joe. It's less than a minute. Could you give me less than a minute?
Mary, for you, you have all the time in the world about Mother Cabrini. Please, if you would. Mary from Hoboken.
Okay, these are for your listeners.
Okay.
God made a very special person the day that he made you. and gave you many jobs, and you did follow through. They honored you with a life story that I was very happy to see just the other day. I left the movie theater with so much love, there is nothing more to say. Her face, her eyes are always shining bright. She wants to win and puts up a good fight. Mother Cabrini lived her life always helping others and never saying no. She was a wonderful nun who became a saint many years ago. And as the years go by, if we can imitate her ways, this world will be a better place in the coming years and days. Hoboken, Mary, March 20.
Bravo. Brava. Nice? Brava. Beautiful. That is really, really nice. You know, and I know when you were at you were kind enough to come to my birthday party last year. There was Mary, and I was about to sing, and the band and the music started up, and you said, "Hold it. Hold everything. I got a poem. I got a poem."
And you said, "Uh-oh, she wants to talk again," you said.
And you did, and you're always eloquent and always welcome here. Mary, that's beautiful. God bless you, girl. Happy Palm Sunday.
Thank you. Same to you. And thank you for letting me read it, because I really, that day, you got to hold your cry in, or else you'll be crying all over the place.
That's
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're the best. You got a heart of gold, Mary, and we love you. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, let me go. This is one of my favorites, if I may, and holding that beautiful poem to our heart from Mary about the great Mother Cabrini. This is Candor and Ebb. This is Frank Sinatra. This is Sundays with Sinatra, and this is for you.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York, these vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York, I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep. Little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York. It's up to you, New York, New York, New York.
Never Gets Old, baby. That's Frank Sinatra and New York, New York. And Don Costa, you know, he received a Grammy nomination for that, what they call energetic orchestration, right? Hey, Joe on the radio, it's Sundays with Sinatra. It's Palm Sunday today with Piscopo and Mr. Sinatra. I have a litany of phone calls, and I love, in the name of my dear mom, to go to the phone calls. Let me go to Kathy, who's been holding for a while. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for calling, and a happy Sunday to you.
And you know, in your mom's honor, I called tonight. I listen every week, but I don't always call in.
Thank you. You are so sweet. Thank you. That is
but
wonderful.
But anyway, God bless you and mom and all. And I just wanted to say, you know, just when I think your show can't get any better, then you pull the Piscopo picks. It is so great. And you know, the other thing is that's so wonderful is no matter how many times we listen, I got to get away from the radio here,
okay.
Listen to a cut by Sinatra, it takes you to such a place, doesn't
exactly
it? I mean, he just transforms people. I just... We are so lucky we lived in his time. So, in any way, just wanted to say hi to everybody out there and
Thank you.
Have a great Easter, Joe.
You too, Kathy. Thank you. Please call anytime. And thanks for remembering Mom. And you're absolutely right. Mr. S's voice, as soon as I hear it, as soon as you hear it, it takes us back, you know, where you were when you heard it and just makes it, it's like, and it's all about my dad and my mom. That really is like that. Let me go real quick. Let me go to Stan. I know we got a break in a second. Stan, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. What's on your mind tonight, my dear friend?
M&M's. The guy ate it in every venue. Am I right? Am I telling a lie? M&M's. That's all he ate. You know I'm telling the truth. If he performed, it had to be in every place.
You're right.
Even at the Copa or at the Sands. M&M's.
You're right. That's it. I don't say
am
no.
Am I right? Tell me, am I lying?
No, you're not. That's it.
Happy holidays. It's also Purim. Got to throw it in.
Darren, thank you for that, Stan. And we wish you all the best on Purim, indeed. You say, but who's got the best audience on any radio show anywhere around the world, even in Iceland? Yes, in Iceland. Oh, I love you. That's hysterical. Mr. S did have M&M's and had him on the piano as he was about to do a concert. Joe Piscopo, we got more. Oh, yes, we do. Sundays with Sinatra.
It's Sundays with Sinatra.
Make empanadas at home in 3 easy steps. 1. Open the Goya empanada dough package. 2. Fill with juicy, spicy chipotle chicken or your favorite filling. And 3. Bake until perfectly crisp. 3 easy steps compared to the 1,872 steps it takes to climb to the top of the Empire State. Or the 7.5 million steps it takes to walk from coast to coast. See? Making homemade empanadas with Goya empanada dough is easy. Find it in the freezer section. If it's Goya, it has to be good.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Oh man, I can't believe this.
Hey Greg. Whoa, your car. You got sideswiped.
Yeah, just what I need. Another pain in the neck.
Sorry, man. But hey, I know an auto body guy.
No thanks. I have an auto body guy.
No, seriously. You should go to Randy Hansen Auto Body.
Wow. Randy Hansen is my auto body guy.
Oh, that's awesome. I took my car there after my accident last year, and the front office people were great. I had no problem getting an appointment. The prices were super competitive. I got a free loaner car, and they did quality work. And they even dealt with the insurance company.
Time to call Randy Hansen Auto Body.
If your car's been in an accident, trust Randy Hansen Auto Body to fix it right and deal with the insurance company. After your vehicle is fixed, Randy Hansen Auto Body will even have it cleaned, sanitized, and detailed at no extra charge. In business for over 34 years, same location, same owners. Randy Hansen Auto Body, 2080 Llano Road in Santa Rosa, and online at randyhansenautobody.com.
KJZY.
This is Sundays with Sinatra on Music Radio.
Joe Piscopo, live from New York. Love having you with us on this Sunday night. So, Mr. Sinatra is driving down to Palm Springs. He hears a song by the Kingston Trio. I know you know where I'm going with this. And he pulls over on the side of the road, and he goes to a phone booth. Remember when they had phone booths? And he called Gordon Jenkins, one of his premier arrangers, and he said, Gordy, I want you to do this song, and I want you to add oboes to it, because we're going to redo this. It turns out to be one of the classic, quintessential songs ever recorded by Frank Sinatra, written by Irvin Drake. It was a very good year.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, when I was 21, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive when I was 35. But now the days are short. I'm in the autumn of the year. And now I think of my life as vintage wine from fine older cakes. From the brim to the dregs, it poured sweet and clear. It was a very good year.
That song is among the best and one of my favorites, so I had to play it. And I'll tell you, it's a long tune, and he did it. And after, I think he recorded that when Walter Cronkite was following Mr. S around. Remember that? We played that. We'll revisit that. It's a great CBS. It was a CBS Reports, and that was like, you'd think a news show. Well, what did they do? They covered Frank Sinatra's 50th birthday, and they went into the recording studio as Mr. S recorded that song, and he goes, Macbeth is shorter than this song, was Mr. S's joke, you know? But he just embraced it, and he owned it, and it was done by the Kingston Trio, and who knew? And he knew it. He could hear it in his mind. To pull over on the road to call Gordon Jenkins, do the magnificent masterpiece. Again, written by a guy that we lost only a couple of years ago, Irvin Drake from Long Island in 1961. Everybody's waiting, Mama Me, with the calls. I love that you're calling. And let me go to Pasquale in Jersey City. Hi, Pasquale. Thanks for calling. Happy Sunday to you.
Joe, I really enjoy your show.
Thank you, sir.
I listen to your show religiously.
Oh, thank you. You're most kind. Pasquale, yeah. We love that you're listening, Pasquale. Thank you very much. Where are you from, Jersey?
Jersey City, yeah, on Kennedy Boulevard, senior citizen building there.
Yeah, and where are you from originally, Pasquale? Where are you from originally?
Brazil.
From Brazil. Oh, I got to play a song for you. We got to play. Mr. Sinatra, he was very big in Brazil, right? He was very big.
With Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Yeah, exactly right.
He did a very good job with that.
He really did. Anyway, Pasquale, we appreciate you listening, and thank you. We're going to keep playing the music for you. I'll try to grab that Brazil song just for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless. Tom's been holding for a while from out in Farmingdale. Tom, sorry to keep you on hold. We got a couple seconds. Wanted to get you on the air. How you doing?
Hey, Tom. Great show, Joe. Great show tonight.
Thank you.
Cycles, my favorite song. But
yes.
In 1968,
yep.
Mr. Sinatra had a houseboat on Lake Michigan, and the motors were shot, and he contacted John DeLorean. And right. There's a commercial out there where he drives a 69 Pontiac GTO.
You're right. Tom, well said. It's exactly right, man. Very, very good. Very observant. Hey, it's Joe coming back. Sundays with Sinatra. Be impeccably dressed with a bull of a Frank Sinatra timepiece on your wrist, incorporating vintage designs with the iconic elements of the legendary performer. Frank Sinatra's classic fedora and his signature are some of the standout details. The collection pays tribute to Bulova and Frank Sinatra's relationship dating back to the 1950s. Frank Sinatra wore Bulova watches throughout his life. They sponsor the Frank Sinatra Show. Today, Bulova honors Mr. Sinatra with watches named after some of his most beloved songs, Summer Wind, Young at Heart, Fly Me to the Moon. These timepieces come in both self-winding automatic or quartz movements, beautifully presented in special edition packaging inspired by a record player. Bulova Frank Sinatra watches have a classic elegance like Frank Sinatra himself. The full collection is available at Macy's and Macy's.com. Frank Sinatra's music and styling transcends generations. A Bulova watch is a fabulous gift for any occasion for that special person in your life. Purchase a Bulova watch today. Go to Macy's for the full assortment of gorgeous Frank Sinatra Bulova timepieces.
Did you know that making sure our children can read well by third grade is one of the most important steps we can take to make sure they succeed at school and in life? Hi, this is Dr. Amy Carter, Sonoma County Superintendent of Schools. The Sonoma County Office of Education and I are proud to partner with KZST and the Read on Sonoma program to inspire elementary students to become great readers. I'm pleased to report that Read on Sonoma is off to a great start.
Sonoma County students have read more than 40,000 books so far this year. That's an average of 35 books per student. 15% of our students read over 1 million words last school year, and many more came very close. As a result, the average percentage correct on quizzes increased from 85 to 95% from last semester.
To donate or learn more about Read on Sonoma, visit readonsonoma.org. readonsonoma.org.
Sonoma County's musical oasis is jazzy. KJZY.
It's
Sundays with Sinatra.